Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, April 5th, and we're back with you. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
You feeling better today, Kelsey?
I am. Yeah.
Is your health improving?
It is. Good. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, we're glad to hear.
Me too.
You're back among the living, right?
Yeah. Among the living, we are.
Yeah. So, yesterday, for those of you who listened and those who didn't get a chance to listen, we had a psychic here. And her co-host Rebecca Fearing and Jeff Flora.
Oh, it was so cool!
And that was really cool. And you know what? We have to have him back because we didn't even start on any readings or anything.
I know,
right?
Yeah,
she needs to like give us a couple readings. Yeah. So we'll have her come back. We just pretty much found out about her and talked about interesting things. You know?
Yeah, right? It's fascinating.
Yeah,
to me. I said, I've never really believed in that kind of stuff, but some of it is perplexing.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it hits. If they hit, you know, then they look good. If they don't hit, they're not very good. But what can you do? You know, you try.
Yeah.
But you know, I can't imagine that someone, like they said, like I think Lincoln said this. He said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and you can fool all of the people some of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
Sure.
So what I'm saying is, you know, if they manage to fool everybody, then maybe they deserve to be successful.
Right? I know. Yeah, I agree. Well,
but there's a lot of scams out there too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, people taking advantage and everything. And
of course, as there are everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
She was interesting, though.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. In other news, we do have a couple of great guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a moment. Have you heard about the Panama Papers, this thing that just broke out in the news?
Oh my gosh, no,
right.
I haven't. Well, I need to get up to date on this.
Yeah, I know, but you'll hear about it for a long time because this firm in Panama, there was like a big leak.
Okay.
Of documents that show that not only Putin.
Oh, I did hear about that. Oh, right? Yeah, that his like cronies are like.
Yeah,
you know,
they have like bank accounts offshore.
Well, of course.
And not only him, you know, but now they're blaming, they're accusing a lot of world leaders.
Yeah, they'll take out like an unsecured loan,
right?
Somebody that's really close to him, and then put that in an offshore account.
Yeah.
And he'll like. Like, for example, I was reading about this, that he loaned this hotel or resort or something $13 million to throw his daughter's, like, something for her wedding, her reception, I guess, or something. Yeah. So it's all very corrupt and shady.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the stuff and seeing people squirm when you find out about them, you know?
I mean, you know what's been going on, though. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, how could you not know what's going on?
That's true. Yeah. No, they know. They know exactly what's going on, and this is going to be a big deal.
I mean, did you hear about his son-in-law, too?
No.
So these numbers are general, okay? But he took out something like $1.something billion he borrowed, right? Who can borrow $1.something billion? And bought stocks in this company that is not public.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So only somebody like Putin's son-in-law could
do that.
And then resold it for like 3-point-something billion or 2-point-something billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he basically made like $1 billion a week or something like that.
Yeah. When you have money, you can make money.
Well, when that's you're corrupt, sure. You can make money.
Yeah, that's true.
And when
you
only
can make
certain
more money.
When you're a dictator, you can make money.
Yeah.
Like he didn't have $1 billion. He borrowed $1 billion.
I
no.
See.
That shit don't count.
I know. There's so much fucking corruption in
the world.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Really
it doesn't count.
Yeah. So tonight they're going to have primaries in Wisconsin, and everybody's talking about that because it's the only one there is.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. I'm kind of losing interest in this campaign. I mean, it's gotten so out of control.
It's starting to lose my interest as well. Right? I mean, it's bad, but...
You don't hear new things. It's like all they do is fight among each other, you know?
I know.
It's all they do.
I love to watch the comedians with Trump, though. I don't remember what comedian it was, but he was like, that is a schoolyard argument. He started it. Yeah, I mean, who says he started it? A fifth grader on the playground. Or more like a second grader on the playground. I mean, come on.
I know. So well, funny. What are you going to do, man? People are crazy.
Yeah.
One more thing that I wanted to bring up. Of course, I never remember the things I want to bring up because I don't write them down. But that's cool. Let's go ahead and bring in our guests now who are sitting here patiently or impatiently. I don't know. It depends on how you look at it, right? Yeah. So we have Han and CG in the studio. They're the new hosts of a new show called Insubordinate Sports Radio right here on LA Talk Radio. It's going to be on the video channel, right, guys?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. That can be a good thing and a bad thing because then you actually have to like look presentable.
I know. I have to actually put some makeup on.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. You have to look presentable. But you know what? Even here on audio, we try to look presentable, you know? Because it makes us feel good. Yeah. I know. I know we do. We always do.
Right? I take that back.
So let's find out a little bit about you guys. Han, are you originally from L.A.?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Georgia peach.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So what was it? Atlanta's pretty big, right?
It's huge, not compared to L.A. But
really?
Yes,
really?
The traffic is just as bad. It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
There's more lanes, too, on the highway, and it's
really?
Worse. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
There's like 6-7 lanes.
Oh, my God.
Last time I saw, it might be like 12 now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like we think we have it bad here, but many big cities have the same problems.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, it's just they don't get as much exposure, let's say, or recognition. And then, CG, are you originally from here?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
Boston. Oh, wow. So your team is obviously the New England Patriots, right?
New England Patriots, Boston Celtics, Boston Bruins.
Okay. So everything. So you guys have a lot of sports teams as opposed to L.A., right?
No, I think it's pretty...
get closer to the mic, guys.
I think it's pretty close.
Yeah.
You know, you have like the big, like, you know, Lakers. Yeah. Well, there is another baseball team in Los Angeles. You know,
that's true, yeah.
The Dodgers and Angels and Boston, of course.
Right, and then we have the Lakers, of course. You're right, yeah.
That's
and
true.
The Kings are
go
good.
Lakers.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess we have pretty good teams, right?
Yeah. It's from growing up in Boston and being a diehard Boston sports fan and then
right.
moving to Los Angeles, I have a lot of respect for the Los Angeles sports teams. And actually,
really?
I'm starting to be a little fan of them, too.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, that's good. Well, you live here now. How long have you lived here?
I've been here 15 years.
Really? Well, yeah. That's home for you. Of course you're going to like the teams here.
Yeah, I like, you know, I'm starting to be a fan of the Dodgers, the Clippers, the Ducks, the Kings, but I will never a Los Angeles Lakers fan.
Really?
I'm sorry. It's just
they had me for that. That's fine.
Because the Celtics are like big enemies, right?
It's the big rivalry.
Right.
East Coast, West Coast.
Oh, right.
Celtics, Lakers. Like, I grew up hating the Lakers.
And, yeah.
You know, I,
and how do you change your mind all of a sudden, right?
You're right. I was born and raised to not, you know, like the Lakers.
Right.
And,
that's funny how, you know, sports can shape a person's life, right? Now, Han, let's say it's a little more uncommon to have women so deeply into sports, although it's changed a lot. But mostly it's like a men's interest type of thing. How did you become interested in sports? Was that early on in your life?
Yes, I started watching basketball in high school. We used to have a lot of home games, and I went to almost all of them.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a Southern girl. I don't know if they did that in every high school, but we ate hot fries and pickles in the stands, and I was cheering on my home team. So
yeah.
I started watching the home basketball games in high school, and then I started loving the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
Go Lakers.
Go Lakers, I guess.
And
I don't know.
The New Orleans Saints, which everyone was not happy about that because I'm supposed to be a Hawks and Falcons fan, but
really?
Screw them.
Wow.
See, when we had home games, I was like, what am I going to wear and who am I going to sit by?
Well, are there going to be enough hot guys to justify going?
And what am I going to drink?
Well, none of my Atlanta friends would sit next to me because they were all Falcons fans. So every time we have a football game, I would sit on the opposite side of the field. So we'll be friends again after the show or after the game. So.
That's true. Now, is it true, though, CG? I mean, sometimes can you, like, lose a friend or will it get in the way of friendship when
That's
you guys...
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I don't want to be your friend anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes it does because you have sports fans across the country that are just diehard sports fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they sit down and they watch, like, one of their teams in, like, the Super Bowl or a big game, and you have a friend that's rooting for the other team.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be a little tension. There's going to be a little, you know, there's going to be a little drama right there. Yeah, so
I think it's supposed to be friendly competition. So if you're really that upset about it, I don't want to be your friend anyway.
Right.
Bye.
So, CG, what's your favorite sport out of all of them?
I'm going to have to say baseball just because.
Oh. Did you grow up on it?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up playing baseball. I played college baseball for a couple years. So,
Where'd you play?
In Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
It's a small state school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played there for 2 years before I got kicked out of school.
You got kicked out of school. Whoa.
I got kicked out.
Whoa. I'm just learning about this. I might have to do a background check.
Yeah, you see? That's why we have radio shows, so we can find out everything about everybody. Yeah. And and Han, what do you like best to watch?
My specialty is NFL. I really love football. I started with basketball, and then I started watching NFL, and it's a little bit more aggressive for me. Mm. I like the tackling. I like the running plays and the long passes. So I really, really love football. Wow. And then basketball next.
Yeah. Football is an interesting game also. There's a lot of strategy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember it was so funny because when I came to the United States, I was 16 years old, and I had grown up on soccer. And because football is really an American sport,
right,
you know?
Yes.
There's not that many other places that play this. So when I came here and I was exposed to football, I thought, God, they're stopping every 2 seconds. It's irritating.
Because
soccer
rules,
like goes nonstop,
boring.
Right?
Yes.
And like, why are they stopping every 2 seconds?
Because they're
getting
tackled because the defense. Like,
exactly.
It
and it's like each down is a different strategy.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? So it takes a lot of thinking and planning too, which I like a lot.
Right.
You know, it's like you get to regroup and figure out the next move.
See, football. I just love basketball. That's my favorite sport. See, football, I lose the football.
Yeah,
really?
In the players.
It's kind of hard to see
like,
where the football is. Well, I've been watching for years, and sometimes I don't know where it is. Well, if the quarterback is great, then you don't know because he's trying to trick you and the team, and you can't find the football.
And basketball, you always know where it is, and they get to do all kinds of cool trick stuff.
Yeah.
Football and
basketball.
The dunks
are a little exciting.
Yeah, they're exciting sports to watch. Like, a lot of people, they don't like watching baseball. They
Not
think
on
it's
TV.
Such a slow sport. And
it does feel like it, you know?
It's just a slow game.
Right.
And
the live games are exciting to me. Hockey is more exciting live, but I can't watch a whole baseball game on TV.
Yeah, that's hard, right? I mean, it seems like so long. And yeah, I know. But that's interesting, you know, that you like baseball because you grew up on it, you know? And of all the sports, I think baseball is like the least interesting for me. But I so much enjoyed going to a Dodgers game and being at the Dodgers stadium.
That is cool.
Yeah. But the funny thing is we were like one of the box seats and I wasn't even paying attention to the game. I mean,
really?
There was like food
what
and drink.
What were you watching?
That's what I do. That's eating.
No, I was just kind of looking at the game, but I wasn't really watching.
Yeah. I always am like people watching and wondering what kind of soda I'm going to get next. And I'm always looking for a foam finger because I'm like, I love foam fingers.
Well, I'm fairly new, so I haven't been to a Dodgers game yet, so I am excited to go.
Well, actually,
really, are you
anyone
going to
wants
go?
To take me.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
I'm accepting
actually,
volunteers.
The Boston Red Sox are playing
That's
the Los
August,
Angeles Dodgers
though.
In the first week of August. So
that's a long way away. I want to go before August.
Can you imagine?
Well, that's a game that we're definitely going to be at.
Yeah,
Han, I'll take you there, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll take you there.
So you guys decided to put a radio show together. Obviously, you're friends. How long have you guys known each other?
Not long, to be honest.
Not really?
Yeah. Oh. Couple weeks.
Yeah,
couple
you're kidding.
Yeah, we actually we met through a mutual friend, B. Walt.
Right. You know. Oh, so you met through him?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Social Misconduct.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, yeah, that's a, the show. Other show. Yeah, that's okay, the other show sure. we have here, and they have a common friend who hosts the show there.
Yeah. So ahead. And I've known Brian for a little while, and he's always been trying to convince me to do my own radio show, Sports Talk, because, you know, I just talk sports all the time, and sometimes I don't shut up. So he always said you would be good on the radio. So I finally, you know, decided to move forward and try it out. So that's when I've met Han.
Yeah. Wow, so it just like
it just
happened?
Actually, I think it's what, 1 month, Han, that we know each other?
It was meant to be. Wow. We just clicked right away.
You did, because it seemed to me like you've known each other a long time. I mean, you were like cleaning his headphones and everything while he's talking.
I'm
like,
OCD, this is what. He had a this hair is what, in his headphones.
Yeah, this is what women do.
It's like you have to be lint free when we're talking on the radio.
Yeah, no, that's
the
cool.
The first time that we met each other, we met
at a bar.
Yeah, and really? And we did have a couple drinks and we did talk sports, but we talked sports for like 3 hours.
Really?
And
before we even talked business, we were just talking about sports.
Yeah. Oh. So she knows her sports and she's passionate about her sports and I'm passionate about my sports. So we're just having great conversation, and then I was just thinking in my head, wow. This would be a good radio show, me and her. I said, you know what? I think I got to talk to Han and try to convince her to do this with me.
That's
so
cool. Wow, very cool. Now, was there any romantic undertone to the first meeting? Or?
No.
Whoa. No, hey.
Sorry, I said that too fast.
Yeah, you did. I mean,
that's
right,
way too fast,
you just got put in the friend zone.
I know. No, I know.
Friend zone.
Way too fast.
Well, I asked that because I figured there's a friend zone involved here, and I get put into the friend zone.
We don't mix business and personal. That just doesn't work out.
You're right, but I do think Han might have a little crush on me, though.
Right, there you go. You see, all I can tell is this. Look, I don't care what you say.
If that makes you feel better.
Even in friendships between men and women, there's always at least one that wants to get it on, you know? I don't care what you say. But no, it's good. It also helps the friendship, I think. I mean, you know, I just made a new female friend, and at least from my end, there's a lot of sexual tension, but she put me in the friend zone.
I guess we're not going to name any names.
No, she knows. Oh, but she put me in the friend zone, and I'm going along because I can't do much about it.
So how do you know you're in the friend zone?
She has a relationship.
Yeah, because she has a relationship.
Yeah.
And she made it clear early enough, so I just said, okay, well, all right. But you know what? Like I said, it's a fun friend zone, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, some friend zones are okay. Yeah, they can be fun, you know? I mean, look at you guys, you know? You managed to have a nice friendship, you know? And it's cool,
absolutely.
You know? Very cool. So you guys really met at a bar before you met through B. Walt?
No, actually, after. After.
He linked us.
Yeah, okay, and then you met at a bar and you started talking sports. So, wow, how cool is that, huh? Because, I mean, it's hard to find, like, a friend that speaks your language, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not easy, you know? Like, for example, if we became friends and stuff, we could have things in common, but I definitely wouldn't talk to you about sports because not only don't I know much about it, I don't really give a shit about it. You know,
you're right,
that's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would probably be very boring to you,
exactly,
when I'm talking sports.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, so you need to find someone who speaks your language, you know, and that's very cool. So, do you guys like talk about sports like every day when you talk to each other? Or do you talk about other things too?
I would talk about other things. I think about food a lot, so I don't know. I don't know if I talk about food a lot. So sorry to all my family and friends in advance. We might talk food on the show too.
I like it. Too.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah,
as well.
Like our show, it's not going to be 100% sports. Yeah.
Right.
We're gonna talk about, hey, how was your weekend? We're gonna talk about other things too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you want. You know, you don't want just the scores and everything.
Right.
You want,
yeah, exactly.
Conversation. attention. And that's the thing. Look, we could have 10 sports shows here, and each one would be different, you know,
you're
because
right.
it's up to the host to dictate what the show is going to be like, you know. So I'm looking forward to a great sports show. I mean, we haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah, it's the only one we have, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is going to be – it's definitely going to be an entertaining sports
right.
show.
Now, are you guys going to bring in guests too and stuff like that to the show?
Eventually, if anyone wants to volunteer and be our first victim, I mean, guest.
Well, it's not just going to fall in your lap in the beginning. You got to go out and find them until people find out about your show,
right.
and then everybody wants to come on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going on Damien's show today, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Past lives?
So I get to see you later.
Yeah.
I know.
Very exciting.
I am really excited.
Ooh. Yeah. You see, that's the thing, is that you meet a lot of, you guys can do like hosts from other shows on your show and stuff. Yeah, so if you guys aren't short on guests, I mean, I'll come on.
Yes,
you know?
Please.
Oh, all
yeah.
right.
And we'll talk about other things.
We'll talk about other things. Well,
yeah. No, but we could talk about sports. I mean, when I was younger, I was really into the NFL, you know?
NFL,
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm talking 70s, 80s, so that's like a long
so
time ago.
So were you
ago,
a Los Angeles Rams fan?
Well, you know what the funny thing was? For a while. But I'll tell you, when they were hot, I was living in Las Vegas at the time. So, and I was into Dallas Cowboys. I don't know.
I love Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I was 16 years old. They were the hottest team at the time. I mean, that's when they were named America's team. And ever since then, they never win anything. Right? And they're still America's team. Nobody wants to watch them.
I'm still holding out hope for them.
Yeah, right?
So wasn't there a big college championship?
Yes, last night.
Yeah.
Villanova won.
Yeah.
At the buzzer. Everyone was
upset.
That. I was actually rooting for Carolina, so
yeah.
I was a little disappointed. CG did too.
My sports betting account is a lot lower after that three-pointer from Villanova.
That was exciting, though. How about that?
No, yeah. I have a friend who does all the sports betting, and like he was telling me he won like $300 the other day on this sports bet. And
yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty
sushi
good.
Sushi on
a lot
buddy.
Of money.
Yeah. Well, I imagine if you're into sports, you probably get attracted to gambling
yeah.
and stuff
and,
like
yeah,
this,
and
right?
actually, that's gonna be one of our segments for our new show is
okay.
sports betting.
I right. think it should be because that's
expert.
Kind of fascinating.
Yes. Yeah, because think about it. It's like everyone is interested in sports betting nowadays. You have online sports books. Las Vegas. You have all like the sports shows, like the pregame shows, like NFL, NBA, NCAA. Before they end the show, they always make their picks.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like it's – and then also like when you're reading ESPN articles and all sporting articles, at the bottom of the article, they always have the sport line, the sports betting line.
Right.
So – you know,
so it's an integral part of sports, right?
Yes, it definitely has.
Very much
it definitely
so.
Has.
Wow.
And you win more money if you pick the underdogs.
Really?
And if you stack
yeah.
them right, you make more money.
Really?
I'll let CG tell you all about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, so this is a good question. Like, when they say, like, this, you know, they'll say, like, for example, okay, the Patriots by 7, right, or something like that. What does that mean? That means that they have to win, but also by a certain spread.
Correct,
right?
correct. They're saying
point spread.
They're saying the Patriots should win this game by 7 points.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can either bet the Patriots or you can either bet the other team. So
right.
if you bet the Patriots, Patriots have to win by 7 points
right.
to win
because,
the bet.
Right, so that's like a stronger team, so they get a little leeway there.
Exactly. So
I see.
If they win by 4, you lose the bet.
I see, okay.
But
I
those
see.
Half points are what fucks everybody up. But
really,
we won't
huh?
talk about that.
Yeah. So yeah,
sometimes
tell us about
they win
that.
By
That's
six and a half points.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
6 points
for the like the NFL. You have a lot of lines that are like 3.5.
Okay.
7.5.
Wow.
And then in NFL, you have teams that win only by 3 because of a field goal or only by 7 because of a touchdown.
Yeah.
So that half a point.
You have to consider that half point because it will fuck you up.
Wow.
I've lost a lot of money on that half a point.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and how do they decide what the spreads are?
You know, it's.
Is that like
it's,
supply and demand, you think?
No, it's like these handicappers. They're just like. They're just so good because, like, the lines that they put just – it comes so close to that. You know, like
really?
You said, like, the Patriots -7, a lot of the times the game comes close to that 7-point spread.
Uh-huh.
And these are, like, experts. These are, like, people that, like, know sports inside and out, know everything about each team. So they come together and they put together a line.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you see, I didn't realize that. I thought it was sort of like a like almost generated by the market, by supply and demand. But you're saying there's actually people that know about this and they set those odds, right?
Yeah, the handicappers.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And that's what we'll be doing on our show. Uh-huh. I'll be handicapping some of the games.
So okay.
It's going to be exciting. It's
yeah,
going to be
that'll
fun.
Be cool. So for those of you planning to listen, the show is Insubordinate Sports Radio, and this is with CGN Han. You guys are going to be on Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the video channel, folks. So this is going to be cool. You'll get to see them and listen. And who knows? Are you guys going to wear, like, sports clothes and stuff like that?
You know,
like your team?
We have talked about that, just like really? our like, conversation. Like, what do you think about, you know, what are you going to wear the first show? Or what do you think I should wear? And
yeah.
I've bought a bunch of new T-shirts already. And, like,
good for you.
I've already gone through, like, three of them saying, oh, you know what? I don't think this is the T-shirt. No, you know, maybe I'll do this. I bought, like, a couple new T-shirts yesterday.
Right.
So I'm still, I don't know, it's going to be a big decision what shirt I'm going to wear for the first
kickoff
show.
But you know what? I got to tell you one thing. Your colors are not compatible with our studio. You can't wear green.
Yeah, that's going to be a
problem. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Boston Celtics are
green. Sam, that's going to be a problem.
Only. Lakers
that's,
only.
That's going
to
be a problem.
I don't know what to do, man. You're going to see right through you. That's well, okay. Just wear a black one and it'll say Boston Celtics. It's fine. The color is not that necessary.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting on our show because, you know, of course, growing up in Boston, I'm a diehard Boston Celtics fan.
Right.
And then here you have Han, who's a diehard Lakers fan.
Right.
And that's the only strike against Han is that she's a Laker fan. But there's definitely going to be some.
You can wear the white jerseys. They have white jerseys.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to wear some type of jersey.
Wow.
Well, I'm a woman, so I'm planning on wearing something that matches with our background.
There you go.
There you go, yeah. That's a good call. So I need to see the background again, Sam.
Yeah. See, there you go. You can stay a feminine woman and still be into sports, right? That's what you're telling us.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be tomboys or anything. But were you a tomboy growing up? I mean, because many girly girls even say, I was a tomboy growing up, you know, and I'm wondering with the sports and everything.
I think I'm a good mix of half and half. I'm very aggressive. I'm more aggressive than most women, but I like my makeup and my heels. So.
Right.
And I like my sports, but I'll still rock some heels and maybe take it off and shank you if you... Piss me off or talk shit about my team.
Boy, this is going to be an interesting show because I'm going to definitely talk a lot of shit about your teams.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll bring some heels just in case.
Yeah, well, we'll put you guys across the room from each other so you're not too close to each other. Wow, that's funny. So you were interested in sports early on, hon?
Yes.
Right? And were you on any sports teams in high school, middle school?
No, I didn't really play.
So you're more like a spectator.
Yes, I just watch sports. And cheer on and talk shit and yell at the refs when they make bad calls.
Yeah.
But in our culture...
she was one of those crazy fans in the audience.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
one of those moms that yell at the ref.
She's one of the people that you look
what
at
What are you doing?
You look at her and be like, oh, yeah, she's crazy.
That one. She's a crazy one. Stay away from her. Feed her chips. So she'll stop yelling.
So a little bit about you guys. What are your, like, day jobs, CG? What do you do?
I have a very boring job. I work in the healthcare industry.
Oh, really?
So
that's great. You have a real job.
Oh, man.
There you go. You should be very proud.
I like my job. It just keeps me really, really busy. And then, of course, I got to deal with that commute every day. And
where do you commute from?
Commute from Los Angeles to Long Beach.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And
that sucks.
It's anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour.
Each way.
And yesterday, oh, my God, it's like... Yeah, I woke up, I'm a little tired, I'm not like in a great mood, I really don't want to go to work, and then I get on the freeway and it's just so backed
Stop
up.
Stop and go.
And I'm just like, I'm going to have a horrible day today.
Yeah.
And it took me an hour and 10 minutes to get to work.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we started the station, I wanted to be on a high rise, so I found a place downtown. So I had to drive downtown every morning at about 7:30, and that was a time where I was working a lot, so I wouldn't get that much sleep, right? You try to be... stay awake at a stop and go traffic at 7:30 in the morning when you're so freaking tired, I would fall asleep.
And
it
that
scared
is
me
safe.
So much, you know? And
yeah,
I
that's
thought,
scary.
Yeah, and I thought, what am I going to do, though? So that traffic can kill you.
You know what?
Eventually,
after,
it'll kill you.
Really, like when I first started doing it, because I've been doing it for about a year, it wasn't that bad. You know, it was like, all right.
It's
kind
of nice, right? You
listen
to
the radio.
Yeah, it's
not too bad because, like, on the way to work, you get to prepare for the work day. And then, like, on the way home, you get to kind of, like, reflect on the work day. But after like a couple months, I just
over
started
it.
Dreading that drive. And then I started getting angry at like the freeways. Like, oh, my God, these freeways are in horrible shape.
Right.
Oh, look at these potholes.
Right. And the drivers irritate
look
you
at these crazy
everything.
Drivers. Somebody just cut me off.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's how you become.
You
and
become
well,
like
you live
angry.
And learn.
Right.
Become
yeah.
Become angry.
Yeah.
I always move closest to my job, as close as possible. In Atlanta, I lived like 45 minutes without traffic.
Oh,
wow.
From my job, and I literally paid higher rent to move a parking lot away from my job, and it took me 20 seconds to get to work.
That's so nice,
and
though.
It's worth a couple hundred dollars more.
I think it does.
Mind. You save time.
Yeah, I think it is worth every penny because I live here also, and Sherman Oaks is pretty high rent, and I'm like a minute from here.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And I can't get on freeways, man. The only time I go on the freeways to go see my parents.
Yeah,
so I avoid a lot of freeways. And the quality of life has improved, I feel, for me.
No, you're right.
So much, you know? And that's what I don't understand. Like, look, for example, you have a lot of people living outside of the main city, like in Santa Clarita, Thousand Oaks, you know, places like that that are a little farther out, even Palmdale. People will drive, like, I don't know what it is, 50 miles each way just to get home and back every day to say they have a nice house. But my question is, okay, so you have a nice house, but what kind of
when
quality
do you enjoy
of life?
It? When are you home?
Yeah, what
right?
kind of quality of life do you have if you have to get angry on the roads every day?
Yeah, it's like
to
with,
get
the,
home.
With the traffic in Los Angeles, it's like you kind of plan your day and you kind of plan around your weekend
it.
Around traffic because it's like if you're going to go visit a friend, you know, in 50-60 miles away, or if you're going to go to Las Vegas for the weekend, it could, you know, traffic could be really, really bad. It's going to take you a couple more hours to get to your destination. So you really have to plan around the traffic.
That's
and
true.
Living in Los Angeles, I've learned to do that.
That's
so.
Absolutely right, you know, and also learning to be on time, you know, that's another thing that many people have not learned in LA and they blame it on the traffic. But there you are. Like, for example, I mean, to me, every time I've seen you, you've been more than on time. So the thing is that you've been here 15 years. You're probably never late for anything, right? How do you accept that people say, oh, I'm late because of the traffic? And they always do that.
Well, you know what? No, you know what? It depends. Because
no excuses.
It depends because if it happens once in a while.
If there's like an accident.
Yeah, if there's an accident.
Yeah.
You're right. Or, you know, sometimes the freeways get shut down. So it's acceptable, you know, but God, after a while, when you keep on hearing the traffic excuse, you know, that starts becoming...
You have to plan for the traffic.
Exactly.
You know it's
going to
be
that's
exactly.
True.
And you leave a few minutes earlier. Plus, now there's GPS.
Right.
You have Waze, and it takes into account the traffic. So you have no excuses whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
because usually people are late because they leave late for their meeting or whatever.
When I like to go to Las Vegas a lot because my good friend lives there. So... Uh-huh. When I go to Vegas, I leave Saturday morning at like 5 a.m.
Good for you.
To beat the traffic.
And there's no traffic.
No traffic.
Right.
I don't believe in that Friday night traffic, L.A. to Las Vegas.
To Las Vegas and coming back Sunday
so I'll
evening.
So I'll do Saturday morning. And then when I come back, I'll usually leave Las Vegas at 5 or 6 a.m.
Like Monday morning?
Monday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like that. Because I don't want to sit in that Sunday night traffic because I've done it before, and a four-hour ride turns into six hours.
And then if there's an accident on the I-15, forget about it.
Especially if you're hungover
and
then sitting in that traffic.
Oh I know. That's the worst.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you die, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's one of the things that it's funny because I used to live in Vegas, and my parents – not my parents, but my wife and kids were still here – before I moved them there with me. So I would drive here every weekend to come see them.
Wow.
And that was crazy. And then I realized I can't do this driving 65 miles an hour. I have to drive fast. So I figured if I drive fast, though, in this traffic, you stick out like a sore thumb, right? Because you're like, everybody can see you. You have to weave all the time. So what I realized is if I want to go fast, I have to go when there's no traffic. So I would leave like at 4 o'clock in the morning, like you say.
Oh, my gosh.
And, or at 11 in the evening or something when everybody's gone already, and drive 100 miles an hour. And I figured, you know what? I'll never get busted because look what happens. Look. I mean, when you have to drive this twice a week,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
You know, so I would do it in 3 hours, which is unheard of.
That's
amazing.
To make it to Vegas.
But the way I would do it is the road would be open, and I thought I can't get busted because the cops never drive that fast. So I'm going to come upon them. So when I see a car coming up, I'm just going to slow down. So they won't be able to know how fast I was going. And if they're behind me, they're never going to catch up with me because they'll never see me. You know, I mean, I'm always going 100. They're going 80, right? Okay. So, no, it made sense. And I never really got caught, you know.
Hey, it works for you.
It did, yeah. So, I mean, you'll be amazed at how much you get to think when you drive so many times in the desert. You have a lot of time to plan. How am I going to drive this so I can make it faster, you know?
Right.
That's funny. But so going back to sports, I'll tell you, the time that I was into football was in the 70s, 80s, probably because I was young, you know, teenager, and I started getting into it. But correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't you say that was the period when we had a lot of classic players that to this day are legends, and like Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw, and we had, the Raiders, Plunkett, and Howie Long. I mean, those were like names that till today they're legends, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right? So at least I'm proud that I got to watch football at a time where there were like really big players, right? Now, do they have that today too in the NFL? I mean, are there like a couple people that you would say are like really big stars?
There's always comparisons with the old and the new people. Of course, if you grow up in the newer generation, you don't really know unless you're really a sports fanatic. So
that's true.
The newer generation, like, you know,
Brady,
Kobe, and Brady, and of course Drew Brees for me, and everybody, LeBron, everyone. Drew Brees, who that nation?
Yeah.
No, there's like right now, of course, you have like the big superstars, like the Peyton Manning that just retired. Yes. He's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Really?
Absolutely. And then,
based on what?
My second
points
favorite.
Points he scored or what?
Based off his records.
He broke
passing
almost
yards,
every record
records.
That you can
have. Oh, wow.
Really?
Every single record.
And he did win a couple championships.
Uh-huh.
But you also have Tom Brady.
Right.
Who's a legend right there. Right. You also have a lot of other quarterbacks like Drew Brees.
Right.
You got a lot of big
Who's a big running back today, would you say, in the league?
In the league? Oh, my God.
There's so many.
Oh,
many.
We can't even list top 10. That would
really
be
there's
fair.
No big ones like
let
that.
Me go back to my fantasy.
Okay. fantasy football.
My fantasy football.
Yeah.
You got Eddie Lacy. You got Marshawn Lynch. You got so many different types of running backs. But,
really?
And also that's going to be a segment on our show too is fantasy sports.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Because I play a lot of fantasy sports, and I'm a diehard fantasy football fan. So what we're going to do in the show is I'm going to get Han into fantasy football because she's
never
played
fantasy.
Before.
Really?
I will tell you why.
Okay.
I'm a diehard Saints fan.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like putting other people against my team. So if I have to pick another player from another team to score fantasy points just so I can win fantasy and my real, and my real team loses, I'm not going to do that. I will never, ever go against my team.
I see. Okay.
So I don't want to watch the game and be conflicted like, I want my real team to win, but I want this other guy to score points so I win on fantasy. No, fantasy's not important to me. I want my team to win. I want rings.
Yeah.
No, it happens.
It's more important to you than the money you would win from the fantasy football.
I don't care
right?
about money. I want my team to win.
Whoa. Now, there you go. There's a diehard fan.
No, like, my team has to win. I don't care about all that other stuff. So that's why I've never done fantasy. But I will now since CG is so adamant about it.
Yeah, that's going to be, like, a cool segment for the show because we're just going to, like, follow our fantasy sports teams. You know, we're going to, like, prepare for the fantasy draft and we're going to just talk, like, players, and I'm gonna, you know, help her out in her first year. You know, I'm gonna be like her mentor.
She's gonna
look up to me when it comes to fantasy sports.
Look how he's turned on by that.
No, I love fantasy sports.
It's cool. I mean, that's what it's about.
It's a lot of fun.
About being excited about what you love and getting other people involved in it.
It's a lot of fun, and especially like the way, you know, you're in fantasy leagues with all your friends. And, you know, one of your friends is going to be the commissioner, and, you know, you start getting into it with the commissioner.
It's very exciting.
It gets pretty intense.
Oh,
yeah. It's intense.
Oh, really? It's intense. Yeah, because, like, you have your team, and you pick your team, and you analyze your team, and that's your team. Like, you're the manager of your team. So,
that's cool, of course,
you want them to win. You don't want them to lose. Like, if I play Han in week one and her team beats me, but I have a better team, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
Especially like...
We won't talk for a couple of days.
Well, especially like...
We won't talk on Monday and Tuesday with, after like, Sunday.
With Han being the rookie and me being the mentor, and she beats me in week one.
No. Beginner's luck. Beginner's luck, man.
That is unacceptable.
Wow.
But,
you know what's the amazing thing, though? I mean, you guys talk about each other like you've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we're
right?
pretty cool.
Kelsey, I mean, did you know? Yeah, you've clicked pretty well. I mean, it seems like you've already, in the couple weeks and stuff, you know a lot about each other's personality.
That's probably because preparing for the show, like, we've put a lot of work into the show.
Oh, wow.
So there's been a lot of, like, communication.
Yes,
so I think
we meet over food and lunch and stuff.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Very cool. Okay, so...
We've had, like, probably, like, 500 text messages, a couple hundred emails, a bunch of phone calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess.
All the behind the scenes stuff just to prep everything for you guys.
Yeah.
So you better enjoy it and appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're excited for the show. We put a lot of work into it, and, you know, it's going to be entertaining, and we're looking forward to getting a lot of listeners.
Yeah, there you go. Insubordinate Sports Radio, you guys can catch it Sundays at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Right here on the video channel on LA Talk Radio. And we're talking to Han and CG. So I'm thinking that, like, how much I used to love football. And, again, you know, I grew up in the 70s, 80s. And, like, you know what the big rivalry was? It was the Raiders had moved to L.A. And suddenly everybody loves the Raiders in L.A., right? Nobody could stand them before that. But now that they moved from Oakland to L.A., everybody liked them. But like I said, at that time, I think they were probably at one of their best times. So then the rivalry, I don't know how it is now, and that's what I want to ask you, but the Raiders and the Broncos, you know, so you had Elway and Plunkett against each other, and you'd go, I mean, those were like powerful games. I mean, I would be so emotionally invested in those games. Yeah.
The Raiders, like, I respect the Raiders organization a lot.
Really?
And I would love to go to one of their games in Oakland, but the only problem is I might get beat up.
Yeah, right? That's
because I'm not a Raiders fan. So it's funny because when I first moved here from Boston, the Patriots were playing in Oakland, and I was telling everyone, oh, I want to go to a game. I can't wait. This is great.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to go buy my Patriots jersey. I'm going to be all Patriot out. I'm going to be ready to go. And
you're going
to
get beat up.
Yeah. And people are looking at me like, not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
You would probably get beat up. I'm like, what are you talking about getting beat up? They're like, Raiders.
Fans are serious.
They're pretty diehard fans, so you might not want to do that.
Yeah.
So
the Falcons and Saints is like that.
Really?
With New Orleans and Atlanta.
Really?
Like, just last year, the Saints traveled to Atlanta for their home game, and they egged the bus. The people at the airport egged our bus.
You're kidding.
It's really serious. Like, people won't serve you in restaurants. They'll give you a mean mug, an evil look. The rivalry is really, really serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Han's going to get some evil looks from me if she wears those Lakers shirts.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. I remember I went to New Orleans. This was before I became a Saints fan. Years and years ago, and the server asked me where I was from, and I stupidly said Atlanta, and we were sitting there for a long time, and we didn't even get served water for like 50 minutes.
What?
Just because we said we were from Atlanta and they don't like Atlanta. So never say that if you're in New Orleans.
Oh my gosh.
And we already waited like an hour for a table, so we couldn't leave. Every restaurant was packed, so we just stayed there and got served like 10 hours later.
Really?
Oh my
wow.
gosh. Wow. That's terrible.
And so, and Han, what do you do during the day when you're not into sports?
Being awesome.
Really?
Okay, I'm just cool. kidding. I just moved here a couple of months recently. So
oh, wow.
I'm just figuring it out, enjoying life. I'm just going around traveling and just visiting all the touristy spots, taking pictures for my Snapchat. So.
Wow.
Must
so you just
nice.
Moved to LA?
Yes, well, recently
welcome.
In October.
Welcome then.
Thank you.
So
love it here.
What?
Good.
Yeah. What made you decide to move?
I've always wanted to move here, and all the sports are headquartered here: the NFL and ESPN.
So do you work for a sports network? Or
I am hoping
do
to.
Do you want to? That'd be great.
Absolutely, that would be my dream job. Actually,
yeah.
So Culver City NFL is headquartered there, and of course you have Staples Center. Downtown, so I would love to work for one of those. So
that's
that is
true.
One of my goals.
Yeah. So did you figure out how you can get in into that industry? I mean, what does it take?
Maybe they'll see the radio show and see how good I am and offer me a job.
There
exactly.
You go. There you go.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so let me tell you how LA works, okay? People don't come to you.
Yes.
You have to go to them. Okay, yeah. It's just because there's so much competition.
That's so true.
It's,
yeah,
you know, it's not going to come to you. And some people come here, they hang up a shingle, they say, "Hey, I'm an actor or something,"
right.
And you know, and they wait for the work to come to them. It doesn't
oh,
happen.
Oh no,
that
hard
way.
Work beats
my,
talent every time.
My first couple months in living in Los Angeles were pretty rough. It sounds like you're having a great time.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm having a great time.
I didn't have any friends. I didn't
oh.
have any family
that's
out
hard.
Here.
Yeah,
I knew nobody. So. It took me a couple months to meet people.
Sure.
And I was by myself doing a lot of things by myself, going to baseball games, going out to eat by myself.
Right.
And I started talking to myself a little too much. But, you know, it just...
But you must have been pretty young. I mean, you were a young man and 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Why, thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
You were 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I'm like, what? He's 5 years old. He moved to LA. What is it?
I know.
But what made you decide to move to LA?
You know, it's like when I was in college playing baseball and just having a great time and partying like a rock star and just loving life.
Uh-huh.
Then they kicked me out.
Really?
And yeah, so after that, I kind of didn't have much going on. I was just kind of like sitting at home, just watching a lot of TV. So I started this new job. And within a couple months, there was this new job in Los Angeles. So I saw the job. I applied for it. 3 weeks later, I went out for the interview. I got the job. And then 3 weeks later, I moved to LA. I jumped
wow.
in my 1998 Dodge Stratus.
Oh, yeah.
With my dad and my brother, and I drove across country.
Wow.
And I've been here ever since.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
crazy. And all yeah. your family's still on the East Coast?
Yeah, everyone's on the East Coast. So I still go back to Boston a couple times a year to visit.
Right, but you can't beat the weather here, huh?
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Gosh.
Yeah, it's. I remember the first year I was out here. Watching the Super Bowl, like, you know, growing up in like Boston, you're used to the cold weather, you're used to the snow around the Super Bowl. And here I am, it was like 90 degrees out. And here I am just on the beach, just taking a jog, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, and it just felt so weird. It's just like,
yeah, huh?
It just doesn't feel right.
I
you know, it should be like 10 degrees out, and it should be snowing. So
that's the one thing I haven't gotten used to is watching football at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am not.
Really? Yeah, it is early here.
East Coast, the first Sunday game for football starts at 1.
At 1.
Yeah,
10
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. I don't want to drink coffee and eat eggs for Sunday football.
Yeah,
yeah
that
just
doesn't
kind of
make
crazy.
Sense
yeah,
to
I
me.
Yeah, I want the beer and the
yeah.
chips
yes,
and everything.
Wings and pizza.
That's true. So that's why we always waited for the second game of the day,
right?
You know, which starts at 1 here,
right?
Started
right.
at 1, and then we would watch our games. But yeah, no, so well, I remember the morning games I'd watch with coffee and a joint, you know,
10
I
mean, o'clock
that's,
in the
that's
morning.
How it was, yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sam,
yeah.
Sam, all right,
yeah, no,
okay,
I mean,
Sam,
like, no, right. I've been a pothead for a long time, you see. I mean, I'm talking since the 70s,
yeah,
here.
There's nothing wrong with being
that's
a pothead. I'm not a pothead. Yeah. So nothing wrong with being a pothead.
No, except you're going to lose all your fucking memory.
Like he's always like, what was I going to say?
Yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah. But sometimes the reality is, let me admit, sometimes I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just trying to look for something to say.
Oh, okay. So that explains.
You need help. You need suggestions.
Exactly. You know. Anyway, we're totally out of time, folks. Don't forget to tune in to Insubordinate Sports Radio. That's our new sports show, a video show on the video channel with Han and CG. Guys, how can people find you? How can people contact you if they want to?
Well, we have all of our social media set up. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at InSubSports. That's INSUB Sports. And then Facebook.com/InSubSports. And we have our own official website that CG works so hard on.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome. It's InsubordinateSportsRadio.com.
Sounds good. Simple enough to remember. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, and you can invite us on your show sometime.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely talk about other stuff too. We can actually get to see ourselves on video.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know if these earphones are a good look for me.
Okay, you don't have to put them on.
I'm thinking about that with my hair. I'm like, it's crushing
the
my
thing
hair.
Is that, the reality is, if you're not listening to music or phone calls, you don't need the headphones.
That's
on.
True, I guess.
Yeah, it's just the monitors. I mean, I like to have them because then you hear if you're close or not to the mic and stuff.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you don't have to. So if we sit in a video studio, you can take them off.
Well, there you go.
But people also know that they're getting a glimpse into a radio show. You're not supposed to look like you're on TV.
Right.
You're supposed to have the headphones.
That's
on.
True. Yeah.
That's why people are watching it. You know?
That's true.
Anyway, guys, well, thanks again for joining us.
Do
you have any like personal social handles you want people to find you, or just through the station?
We have just the InSub Sports, and then I have my personal at Hey Hanzo, HeyHanzo.
Okay, and you can just look, maybe just look Han, and you one of them you'll come up, I think, right?
No, there's a lot of
Han. There's a lot.
I'm not special.
No, I know, but but when I looked you up on Facebook, for example, you came up one of the first ones.
Oh, really? That makes me feel special.
Yeah. I think they go based on the mutual connection.
Right, so you may have a few mutual friends, yeah. Right.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks again. All the best to you. Much success with the show. I know I'm going to do everything to help you with it.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to do great. And
thank
it's
going to
be amazing. Congratulations also on your friendship. I'm always inspired. I'm always inspired by friendship, really. I mean, it's not a joke or anything.
I've never heard that one before.
No, I am because... to be honest, I mean, I've found it difficult to find people that I can trust.
Absolutely.
People that are intelligent to speak to, that I enjoy.
Have the same sense of humor.
Exactly. I can be myself. They have my back. And they also take the initiative and stay in touch, you know?
Right.
If it's a friendship and you're the only one calling all the time,
they're not
forget
really your
about
friend.
It. Yeah.
My new friends.
Exactly. So I'm in the process. But at any rate, thank you so much for joining us, guys. Kelsey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.